learning deen and applying deen. Now these Buzrugana deen, their work was to cover the entire place of Islam. I'm living, for example, in Durban, the whole Durban, Jasper, Phoenix, Kangar, Venlam, the whole place was covered up. So that the assignment given to them by their seniors, the whole place was covered up. No communications and no transport, like what you have today. So if he has to go and educate people, for example, in Verulam, he'll have to remain there for five, 6 days. This area, or if you here, see what's going on, appoint the people, like how you have a supervisor in a madrasa. So you've got to start there, then the supervisor goes and double checks whether he's in line or he's drifting away from the line. So they have to go and double check it. So Hazrat would go out, he has to go for some program. Shahab al-Ma'ali Sheikh has to go with the program to see that everything is on track. And it will take a week, 2 weeks to go and come back. In the meanwhile, the house is in poverty and constraints. Shahab al-Ma'ali Sheikh is coming to the town. Coming to the home and hears that the family is in constraints and difficulties. No complaints, she is comfortable with that life. Now he felt pity, wrote a tawiz, and he told Khadim, take this couple of rupees and buy some atta, some flour. And the container that is carrying that atta, put this tawiz inside. Now the atta is just flowing. About 1 kilo of atta, and it's moving. 1 month, 2 months, it is moving. So now, in the meanwhile, Shahab al-Ma'ali Sheikh has come, returned, and the wife shared what happened. Okay, the Sheikh had come in, and this is what he's done. Now look at how these people work. You know, on the one side is the tawakkul, the other end is the adab. He has to reconcile the both. His tawakkul mustn't be affected, but at the same time he mustn't compromise on the adab of the sheikh. So he took that tawiz and said, see, this tawiz is my sheikh's. This must be respected. The atta container is not the place. My turban, that's the place for this thing. Now he removes that thing, and that barakat carried, that barakat also vanished. Now see, both, you have to reconcile the both, that this hasn't been compromised, and the adab that he's supposed to be showing to the sheikh, that also not be affected. So both must be going properly and correctly. Obviously, this higher levels of tawakkul is not farz. Only something desired, and we find repeatedly Allah says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin, ala Allah yatawakkalun." Yaqub alayhi salam is showing them a plan, right? This is how you enter Egypt. When he says, "Inna hukmu illa lillah," the decision eventually is Allah Ta'ala's. His decision overrules everything, plans and all that. But alayhi tawakkaltu, I trust me. Wa alayhi falyatawakkal mutawakkilun. Always trust me. Wa man yatawakkal ala Allah fahuwa hasbuh. So, more than your strategy and equipment, whatever you've got, is your sight on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you have the full trust in Him? Or a little bit of trust in Allah ta'ala, a little bit of trust on the means? So, this is what Allah doesn't like. So, many a times, things fail. Why they fail, one of the reasons that they fail is people's sight went too much on the sabab. This thing is here, so it will work. Not here now, that's what should happen. So Allah Pak shows you, right? Your sight has gone into this thing here, right? Now what are you going to do? So He's showing you that He is the doer, Yes. Use it, but let not your heart be on the thing. Like, for that, then it will work, and if I don't have it, it can't work. So don't let it be immersed. Don't tie your heart into it. You make it work when it wants to work, and he will stop the work when he wants. That heart mustn't be changed. And therefore he says, مَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ. You trust in Allah Ta'ala. He's sufficient. So, yaqeen that he'll make it work. Now the way present man has gone, that he hasn't given himself the chance to trust in Allah Ta'ala. One friend was here, so he says his uncle or someone has a shop, I don't know, Gopo somewhere. So in the looting, his uncle didn't have any type of insurance, no cover, nothing. Right? Right. The whole shop was looted, burned down, everything, right, for us. Everything finished. We will ask him, why you got any cover? No cover. I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I didn't insure, and I didn't see the need of insuring. And inshallah, in future also, I will not insure. So, his trust in Allah Ta'ala, faith in Allah Ta'ala, that he wants it to happen. If he doesn't want it, and it won't happen, then I must trust in him in the past, now, and in the future, that yet he's there. I mustn't have regrets, hey, I didn't do this, therefore, I have no cover, what am I to do? And then people also, the advisors are strange. So the Mufti Tuqi Sahib, Dawud Barakatul, he says that he was seated in his office, one youngster came in, and he couldn't see any sign of Islam in him. From the head to the toe, absolute Western dress. So, he's still wondering now, this youngster, what he has come here for. So he says, I've got a masla to ask. I'm an actuarial scientist. Right? Now, I need to know if this is right or not right. Now, actuary or something, whatever the word is, what they do normally, is they work in an insurance company. So, they will see conditions, circumstance, what's present, what is present like, what the future can hold, what can happen. So, based on all that, they will work out an insurance scheme. So in the time that he asked this question here, Pakistan had just one or two actual scientists. So he was one of the persons. So there was a lot of demand. You come in there, you're explaining. Come in, they'll take care of everything. Your medical, hospital, insurance, your car, home, children's education, everything. So it was in such demand there. The demand is hardly anybody. So everything is taken care of. And now, at this time, he's totally secured, you know. In the worldly, material respect, is absolutely secure. Now he's asking this question here, is this right or not right? So that answer is, that you see, our ulama say that it's a combination of interest and gambling. This is his words. It's a combination of, and two words he used, he said, every insurance has a combination of interest and gambling. That's his words. Every insurance has got a combination of interest and gambling. So when it's interest and gambling, then it's not permissible. He went on to explain this person here, but I will always explain. If you've taken step of a job, right, so you don't just throw your job. You look for a halal alternative, make istighfar. The moment you find a halal alternative, then you chuck this job here, make istighfar, and go into the halal. Now this youngster surprised Mulana, saying, I didn't ask you for a halal alternative, I didn't ask all for that. I just want to know whether it's halal or haram. You tell me in no uncertain words it's haram. Now it's my promise to you, I'm chucking the thing. Finished. What's going to happen? Allah knows. But I must just know this is haram. I don't want to know what's going to happen to it. So, you see this, Allah Pak likes this. So, in the law, you have to do it. So, going in this, on this route, it's a dangerous path. Because you don't have Allah Pak's cover. You have a man's cover, and you don't have Allah Pak's cover. Man can also fail. He'll help you today, and he's got a limit as well. And if he fails, then it's a bit of bad luck. What do I do? Anyway, the Ikobo person, he says, just surprisingly, within 1 month of all this tragedy, I was running. All the things came, people offered this, that, and all that. Take this, payable when able. And I was running. The money was just coming in. And all the debts were just getting cleared up. In 7 months, everything got cleared up. Everything. Surprisingly, next to me, a couple of doors away from me, was a banya. Banyas are normally very wealthy. His shop was also looted. Everything gone. And it seemed about 1 year passed, nothing came from the insurance. He was insured, heavily insured. Absolutely nothing came. So man, when you trust in man, man has a certain point. At that point, he must say, no, I give up. I can't do beyond this thing here. I can't do it. And when you trust Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has got no limit. He got a limit. And I ask you, have Allah Ta'ala got any limit? Absolutely no limit. Think of the Auf ibn Malik. Radiallahu. So he is taken as prisoner. Mother comes to complain to Rasulullah Pasan that we can't manage. Alright. In that state also, the advice is given, taqwa and tawakkul. Agreed, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's all. Taqwa and tawakkul, more or less this was the advice. And number two, agreed, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And surprisingly, one day he saw that these people were not paying attention, he escaped. He saw a whole herd of goats, he herded that also, wiped it all clean, and he brought it to his brother. See, this tawakkul and taqwa. مَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. So now, when we allow the verse circular to begin to run our lives, what we're doing, we're letting them run our thinking as well. That this is how we think, so you must think like that. If you think like this, then you'll be secure. If you don't think like that, then you will be insecure. So you allow them to run your life, not only to run your life, but you allow them that they can make you think how they want. You must think like this. You must think like this. You must think like this. What happens after this? When you keep them as your master, will halal and haram be any more significant in your life? Use what they say now. What they say was, do it, do it. They said, don't do it, don't do it. You can tell me how to make money, it's enough. But don't tell me how to think. Think Allah Pak must be my life. Allah Pak must be my life. Even the Nabi Sassam must tell me how I must think. I was explaining this whole thing this morning. وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَاتِ And how it affects our lives. Shaitan has two ways to destroy you. One is mushtabihat and one is bid'at. Mushtabihat, one is bid'at. Doubtful areas and innovations. It's two areas that grip anybody, any person, and you drop them down. So I explained it this morning. Mushtabihat, what do you mean? Any situation, you've got a conflicting proof. with proofs for and this proof against. So in this world existing. You look at it from one dimension, it seems to be right. You look at it from another dimension, it seems to be wrong. Then what is the director? When Allah says, يَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ complete, then we don't need to use our brain afterwards. If we be using our brains, it means using your brains against the directive of Allah Ta'ala. He says, first turns you and use his knowledge, your brains. Can you see the conflict? He's saying, first turn zihu, stay away. And what you say? No, use your brain. So can it work? Can you work? Can't work. So these conflicting proofs. When there's conflicting proofs, what are you supposed to be doing? So first turn zihu. So this was one story of this Shah Abu Ma'ali Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. There's another story of Shah Mahmud Ali Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Like I say now, the area is to cover the whole area. In Soviet of India, I'm telling you, over 250-300 years ago, no transport proper like now, and no communication is right. But now that Sheikh is finding that you look after his whole place. All that whole dini, fikr, awareness, you need to see that it's done here. The whole area must be done. If a person's mind is covered with this concern, then he'll think differently, he'll behave differently. I was explaining to students, when I came from India, 1978, right? So, there wasn't that level of parda awareness. There was some parda awareness, but not that level that was desired. So like you're sitting in a dastarkhan, so the men are sitting on one end, and the women are sitting on a different end. Now, I didn't like that. Coming from Dioban now, I call you the Kharamta, Orthodox. So Dioban was like that, really it was like that. And you won't find, when I was there in Dioban, you won't find that any woman, say over 11, 12, can't. The burqa that she was wearing, that was exacting, you know, that the hadith says, tafila, untidy. That was it. After that, I don't know. But when I was at 78, real, you won't look at that person. He's creased, he's like not washed properly, and that's a burqa on over. In the head to the, you don't see anything. Absolutely nothing. So can you get tempted? It's very, very difficult to be tempted. And you would hardly see anyone. Yes, the streets just men are running. So now I came home now, came from this extreme to another extreme here. So I'm thinking to myself now, it has to be corrected. But what's the style? What do you do now? See, a deen, everybody must consider himself to be responsible. To get the right levels. Don't say now there's difference of opinion or let's get away. I tell you that difference is from conflicting proof, what's the directive of the hadith. It's not to enjoy the relaxation, it is to abstain. And when you're going to think that enjoy the relaxation, then you're going off. But this thing straight first turns you, it's not a relaxation. I ask you, are you conflicting with the hadith or not? So you look at any shara, this is what they say, shubhat refers to an area where there's conflicting proofs. Proofs for and proofs against. So not saying go and experiment with them, saying first turn zero. And using your, you can relax a bit, don't take it too serious. But now, deen belongs to everybody. It's not anybody's registered right. I got the entire monopoly over deen. So if it belongs to everybody, then what are you supposed to be doing? Each person, according to his capacity, he must do for you. Not beyond your capacity, within your capacity, intellectually, education, strength, energy, etc. According to your capacity, do something. How much you can do? What you can do, you must not hesitate. Right? I spoke about this some days back again. So I see that Ismail Bhai, he saw all the musallas running away. Tarawih time, right, this side, that side. So he made fikr about it, and he brought some type of an undershirt. So that the whole Tarawih, it goes smooth. Other than that, it's going 45 degrees this side, then 45. But you see, everybody has got a concern. I must look after my deen. What can I do? How can I do it? Without fighting, without conflicting, without duplicating. But I must use something for my deen. What must I do? According to my capacity, education, understanding, financially, energy, physically, what can I do? How much can I do? That each person must do. Each person must figure out. At home, what can I do? Outside the home, what can I do? So without conflicting, without fighting, without getting into lengthy debates, do something for my deen, to preserve. Everybody, if every person thinks, and where you don't understand, then there are seniors, experienced people, that show that you can do this much with them. Look after your house at least. In 79, 80 or something, was a mashwara in the top masjid. No, no, it's about 83, because the morning figure started about 82. So, Abu Bakr Arabi, Labak, in his neighborhood mood, he came from that side. And because he was friendly with me, I was accompanying him for here, for there. And I would insist, no, I must be here in the morning. I got madrasa to run. 3 hours I must run the madrasa that I can join after that. So he would take me. Wherever he's going, he'll take me. So in this morning figure, came up that there's so many people going for 4 months and we don't see anything coming out. So this thing has to be reviewed again. That's why you see these young people, their eyes are not good. Young nowadays means under 55, in my understanding. But still, they're still very raw. Under 55, you're still raw. After that, you become mature. Illa mashallah, you get someone at the age of 35, 40, very mature. But otherwise, very low. So now stop the thing. Now, so many people are going, and we're not seeing any coming. So now, my stupidity, Allah was forgiving me that. I don't go in Jamaat. Right? And I haven't been for more than 8 days, 10 days. That's all. That's my whole life now. Right? So I spoke to him, but just carry on. The 4 month thing is carry on. Although I'm not going, but they'll carry on. Why? But we don't see them coming and doing the work here for them. They're all old workers, they must do the work, they pull up the socks, they're not going for 4 months. But whatever it is, just carry on. I said a little bit firmly. Why? I said, at least this person, his mind will change when that mahol, 4 months, he's going to Dujugada Deen, Mashayikh. He learns something, some figure of deen will come, and at least he'll get his home right. Won't that happen? If he didn't achieve much after that, the least he could have got is he'll get his home right. And say he doesn't have this 4 months, he doesn't have that as well. He wouldn't have experienced the flavor of deen at all. He's in this area here, Delhi, with Jamaat here, there, etc. The Kargazar is taken, they're putting him in a line, he's getting knocked, coming back. So, it takes time to shape the person. The person isn't just shaped like that. You see, you just come from the madrasa, you're not just shaped. You have to go through a rigid training. You get knocked down, come up again you're knocked again, coming up again, get shouted, coming up again. So it's going to happen all the time. Then, that's why Sheikh Salih says, Sufi in Abayat Safi, Ta. بسیار سفر باید تا پختا شود خامل. So the Sufi doesn't become a proper Sufi, not mature, until he gets himself right. تا پختا نشود خامل. And for getting that right, it's a lot of بسیار سفر باید. You have to go through a lot of difficulty. Here, there, listen to this one here, get smacked here, get pushed down that side. A lot of things you see come through experience, then your mind comes right in. You know, now you can see things in perspective. But how long it takes? You know, I think today, Allah will forgive all of us, right? But you know, you hear a lot of people, and Allah will forgive us, I say, repeatedly, and the children are completely off. Most of the cases is what happened is that I came to Christ, right? He saw a girl, then somewhere in Cape Town, here, there, all this. Before he knew it, she became pregnant. Now he has to carry the baby. Literally. Not only figurative, but literally has to carry the baby. Now, the university found someone or school, recorded love. Now, you don't know the background. Just fell in love and got married. What background she's coming from, what background you coming from, right? What level of commitment they got to deen, what commitment you got to deen, totally different. Now, when you got married like this, now it's a bundle of compromises. When we compromise here, she's going to compromise, and you're going to run. Because you've got a child in between. So the first step in this whole journey was wrong. The first step was wrong. The original way was, you know, leave it to my parents, let them think, all right, who's the better person, they know deeny commitment, person that will fit my family, their values are right, let me go with that. But now you did it yourself, you just went love on first sight. And then the first sight, you did something, there's a damage now, and now damage control. Child came up, the damage control, control the damage. See what happened. In the whole life now, you just live with it. As you see, what do I do? See that mistake that you made, you have to pay for the rest of your life. It's not a small thing, it's a very serious thing. That's why in India, the day of Al-Mawlana Sabr, there was some love affair, you know. And two Buzhwaradi had a difference. One said, oh, you know, Ma yura mutahabbaini misla nikah. Let's get them married. And the Muhammad Mursaf says, oh, don't get them married. He was a muhaddis and a faqih. He says, all right, you made a mistake. Now she's going to get married. She's coming with the baggage. She's a little bit losing her temperament. What's going to happen to the ulad after that? Will he be able to run them like how he wants to run them? Children that are coming up now, will he run them? Imagine now she's come with a little bit of a free misal. The husband has to go for work sometimes from work, 2 months, 3 months out, and she's making the tarbiyah. What should happen to the children? Na dunya ke rahenge, na deen ke rahenge. Dono se bikar jayenge. Both, lose or both. The mistake, make them, make toba, get them married in a nice family, and they must have a proper direction in life. So a lot of experience is required to get your thinking right. It doesn't just come like that. You'd have to straighten someone's shoes, whether you like it or not. I was surprised when I saw the Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Sahib writing, said, Hazar dafa Bukhari Sharif parlo parhalo. Lekin jab tak kisi buzurg ki juti ko seedhi nahi ki, tab tak kuch nahi. Proximate words. So there must be something why he said this. He saw the world. He saw the kitab world, and he saw the outside world. And after that he's saying this. He says, Hazar dafa, parlo paralo. But you didn't get to this training, you didn't associate yourself, you didn't allow yourself to be beaten, you know. See that car was knocked, right, dented. Now, say, go to the panel beater. Get it right. Doesn't he have to beat it? So no, hey, don't beat that thing. Will never come straight. So exactly the same in your life. You got knocks here, you got dents there. Those dents have to come right. Now you want the dents to come right without beating. How it happens? Yeah. The only way you can get it, get a new car. So can you get a new body? Yeah. Can you get a new body? You can't get it. So you'll have to go through that. get the beating, get straight, now you see the path. So we're talking about this Shah Abul Ma'ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. In India we're talking about 200-300 years. Sometimes I've got time, I look into Indian history. So this is a notable Buzurganadi. Not too much, a little bit. You see the salient points. So it's not to see the excitement and the entertainment, but what you can learn from that. What you learn. Sometimes you're reading a book on history just for the entertainment, the excitement, not always the excitement. What you're worried about is what must you learn from this? You must take something from this. He's out, and his sheikh has assigned him to all that work, deen in that entire area. You must see to it. Otherwise, you know, it becomes a very difficult thing. Because we're not in that, so we don't understand, or they call the information, and they can carry on. Mewat is so close to Delhi, right? Are you talking of just around the time of Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmat Allah Alayh attempt before? Now there's no training there. So the person's name is half Muslim and half Hindu. Ram Ali. Ram, Hindu, Ali. There was a, you know, you got a water problem today, now here. You make such a big issue of it. India was running from wells, right? They had to draw the well, the water out. So there's two women, right? They are coming to a well, right? And there's a man there, right? So now, something happened, and this man, or some, whatever happened, this man here, he struck that woman. When he struck her, so she miscarried. Now they got a kangaroo court. I'm showing you what happens there. They said, no, Juru of Qisas, law of equality must prevail. Murad said us, law of equality must prevail. Crime equal for equal. Alright, you hurt her, yeah. What do you do now? You take this girl and make her like what she was. You see, we don't have that experience, really. We read all these things over our brains. We laugh at it, but this is what happened exactly. Until Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, his father, and worked that place and all that. Then I think came something. Otherwise, what there was? It was total ignorance. And the same thing was happening in Gujarat every year. You think, you know, all Buzhugs came in your light. You wouldn't hear what was going on. Some very ajeeb, very things were taking place. So they had to do these things there. And we talked to you about Urus also. The original was right, but some of that are different. Then they distorted the whole thing. But you can look at the whole Indian history, how it started, why they had to do it. Then there was some ground for it. Now they make it like Urus by Bachapir. You want to go there, say, hey, the kebab's there. Can't match it. Man. Anyway, now see what happened though. From what it was and what it's turned into. So now this Shah Abdul Ma'ali, and he's the Khadim of his sheikh, right? So he's having a program. Now, he's coming back after a month or 2 months, so he's asking the house people, okay, how was it in my absence? Say, I didn't leave anything, but how was it? So no, man. Every day you should get good food. Every day you should get good food. You have to go to Ambala. Ambala to where he was residing was approximately 30 kilometers. You know, my friend Abu Sattar, I asked him, what is the distance for 30 kilometers? To travel, Shah Abdul Ma'ali Sahib Rahmat Allah Alayh. Now, his sheikh is having a program in this area. Right? So obviously, he'll live at someone's house. So quietly, he'll tell them, see, the sheikh's family, they're in front of state. There's no food at all. Absolutely no food at all. So, you're going to feed him, What about the family? So there's Tiffany. On foot you will go 30 kilometers. That side, you probably 300, no lights around at that time. You'll go there, you'll come back right in time to do the wuzu for the sheikh at the time of Tahajjud. So then you become the Shah Abul Mu'ali Sal. So his sheikh told him, see, said, Tune mere tawakkul mein, Tune mere tawakkul mein to fark laya, لیکن واقعتاً خدمت کا حق تو نے ادا کر لیا. توکل میں تو فرق آ گیا لیکن خدمت کا حق تو نے ادا کر دیا. How they look and how they work. So that's why I say because it's very easy, so we don't appreciate it. So the second story of this Abul Mu'ali and Shabi said. Then there's another third story. It's more than sure, it's more than sure.